You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040. Or visit my website at OrlandoPlanner.net.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, Final Expense Insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome. Welcome to the second hour of Blind and Beyond. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. That's right. We're live from Orlando. And this is the second hour. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that for those folks tuning in for the first time. 407-894-1680. This radio show is geared primarily for the visually impaired and the blind community. But we love the sighted folks listening to our show. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. Well, I understand we have a first-time caller on the line.
We do.
Calling in. What's his name? Calvin?
Calvin from Orlando.
Calvin from Orlando. Calvin, are you there?
Hi, Calvin.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
How you doing, Calvin?
Doing pretty good.
How'd you learn about the show?
Actually, I heard it from Richard Elaine, a co-worker that was over at Lighthouse.
Okay.
I'm a Lighthouse work employee.
Oh, you work there?
Yes, ma'am.
All yes, right. Calvin's one of my co-workers.
Calvin, okay. From the call center.
Welcome to... listen, before you hang up, don't forget to give your name and address so we can send you a beautiful bracelet. It says Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We send it out to you no charge.
So, Calvin, you're a customer expert, customer service professional.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So what do you have to say?
What do you have to say for yourself, Calvin?
I just want to say hi to Sharon and welcome Todd to the family Lighthouse Works.
There
Thank you.
Go.
Were you one time a U, which means unemployed?
Yes.
And now you're an E,
there
employed?
You go.
Yes, I've been with Lighthouse for the past 6 years.
Is that right? So what do you like better, a U or an E?
Me.
Yeah, there you go.
You like the E because why? Because
that was a rhetorical question.
Because you like the E because of the money?
Both.
And the independence.
Both. And the independence. That's good. Yeah. And something to do with yourself, right?
Yes.
So for those folks who are just sitting on the rear end with a U, no paycheck, and saying what? They're saying they're blind and they can't do anything? What do you say to those folks?
Please go to Lighthouse Works.
There
they
you
can
go.
Do so much.
Right.
It's just unbelievable.
Right.
Well, Calvin, I hope you continue to listen every week. We love having you out there.
Thank you.
All right. You'll have fun listening every week and maybe you'll win a trivia prize.
Yes.
Thank you.
And good luck to you at the call center at the Lighthouse.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You guys have a good night.
Now, I have to say something here. For those folks that are listening all over the country, all over the world, listening to this radio show, and you don't have a Lighthouse, well, that I can't help it. I'm sorry that you don't have a Lighthouse near you.
Well, but life's all about Plan B.
Well, that's what I was just going to say about Plan B. But if you, maybe they don't know what a Plan B is.
No.
Well, A is always, let's say,
convenience.
No, it's basically what you want to do, A. But what if you can't do what you want to do?
Right,
then you're going to what they call Plan B. That's the alternative to Plan A. Now, all I'm saying to you folks out there listening, wherever you're listening, if you have something or something about an organization that you belong to, you want to do a PSA, you have anything else you want to say, write to us, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let us know and we'll put it on. And we'll maybe have you on the air too.
Right.
Or if you want to look at our website at any time, if you miss this show, you miss any other show, look it up. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Right, Michael, we have another caller and then I'm going to read a little bit about self-advocacy. And actually, before I do that, Sharon, you wanted to do a PSA, and I'll do the self-advocacy. But in the meantime, let's say hi to Dave Hillebrand from Fern Park, Florida.
Dave Hillebrand.
Hey, you're not playing in a gig?
From Fernwood.
Not tonight.
All right.
I got to cancel everything on the calendar when Blind and Beyond is on.
David, just to tell everybody, David was up in Connecticut and was calling in. Right, David? You're a
exactly.
loyal listener.
I can't let let the jobs or things like that interfere with my radio listening. So,
and just so everybody knows, David is one of the wonderful what do you call it? Receptionist at the front desk.
He's another E. That's not a U.
That's right.
Another E.
I'm the front desk guy.
You're the front desk guy.
That's what I call myself.
Mr. Friendly himself.
Big Dave. Big Dave.
Yeah. So
and
what's
I had
up,
the pleasure of getting to meet Todd when he first came in and went through the program. And to be honest with you, I think that hiring him was probably one of the smartest things that Lighthouse has ever done.
Wow.
He's an excellent representative.
He's blushing. Just blushing.
Boy,
listen
to this.
Well, you know what? It's easy to say when it's true.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention one thing about looking for jobs.
Sure.
And it's certainly not should not be the primary thing, but there are people that there are some blind folks or visually impaired, whatever the catch term is, do not want to go to work because they are on Social Security. Mm-hmm. They don't want to lose their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows if you work, you can lose your benefits. Well, the truth is blindness is the most protected disability there is. It's in regards to Social Security. So if you go to DBS or even check with Social Security, they'll tell you that you're allowed to make a certain amount of money, much larger than any other disability, and be able to keep your full benefits. So
is
I think
that
that's
right?
very important.
Well, there you go. Thank you for telling that.
I should have talked to you about self-advocacy after your information, but I did want to mention one thing. And I am not the best person to be as far as self-advocacy. I was terrible in school asking questions. I was not the kind of person that was willing to step up, but I have found in especially being blind, there's a couple occasions where it's very important. It makes life so much easier for you and for everybody else around you. And one of them, a perfect example, I went to had a doctor's appointment the other day, and this girl taking me in is new. She was an intern. Well, she didn't know what's that.
We didn't lose you, Dave.
We didn't lose you. We're here. We're listening
here.
To you.
Oh, that's interesting. I was hearing something strange going on.
Everything's
okay.
Fine here.
It was Chris playing tricks back there.
Okay, Chris.
No,
well, that's all right.
Said no.
Chris is forgiven.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
If it was Michael, I was going to give him a hard time now. But so anyway, basically, the girl's taking me in, and she did not. I guess she knew I was blind because I had a cane, but she kind of like froze in terror. So basically,
oh
I was walking right up to her. She didn't say anything, and I basically just told her, I said, "Let me grab your arm," because I knew she'd have no idea what to do. And sometimes, if you do something, especially in that kind of situation, or like if you're going to go into a restaurant, just if you can make the situation a whole lot lighter real quickly if you just give some real basic direction, and because sometimes they want to help you, but they just have not a clue. You know,
it's nice that like you speak
never,
up like
never
that.
Never dealt with blind people. So.
I always say right up front, "I'm blind. Can you help me?" I don't mix words. I come right out and say, "I'm blind. Can you help me?" That's what I say right off the bat.
Yeah,
I don't mix words.
If I need to be led somewhere, so let me grab your arm. I said, "This is going to be nice and easy. Trust me. I don't break. You don't have to worry." And things are much lighter, and you could feel the air of being freaked out. They mellow out pretty quickly when you do that, and a little humor too sometimes.
Yeah, David, it's funny that you say that because I was reading about this list that it might be helpful that you make a mental list, and one of the criteria for self-advocacy. Well, I'll list them real fast while you're on the air. The third one down, self-confidence, assertiveness, and guess what the third one is? Humor.
Right.
And then directness,
diplomacy.
That can
help to break the ice quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thanks, David.
Thanks
right,
for calling
thanks
in,
a lot.
Dave.
Good to talk to you guys.
All right.
Catch
say hi
team.
To Brendan.
Thank you.
All right.
That I will.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right. Before we go any further, I want to...
We have another caller.
One second.
It's somebody that want to speak to.
One second. I want to go to Sharon because she wanted to give a PSA. Sharon?
Okay.
Your PSA.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, no problem.
I just wanted to say, in our effort to increase our voc rehab clients, the numbers. We will be having a mixer on June 16th, Friday, June 16th, at 5:30, and it will go until 8 p.m.
What's a mixer?
It's like a cocktail plus a social event.
It's a drinking gathering.
Definitely, we'll have some finger food and some punch. I won't say if it's alcohol or not, alcoholic or not. You have to be there. We have a motivational speaker, Marcus Engel, who is himself visually impaired, and he will be sharing his story, and he will also, you know, just be sharing with individuals who are present about how you can get back on your feet and take control of your life.
Sounds great.
We will also have a panel discussion of clients that have come through the Voc Rehab training program so they can share their story from being used to ease, from unemployed to now successful employment.
Don't go away. We're going to break. We got a lot more coming up.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
And we'll take the caller when we come back.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, Final Expense Insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
We are back. That's right. We are back. Is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We have a lot going here on the studio. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a caller, Paulette. from Orlando, Florida. Paulette, are you there?
Yes, I am.
She's got her radio on, I think.
So, Paulette, what do you have to say for yourself, Paulette?
Well, I just want to say good evening to all of you in studio, and also to say that I am glad that Lighthouse is around. That would be plan A for me, because I've been through their computer program, and I've learned a lot, and it's a good program. And anyone out there that want to, you know, get ahead in the workplace or anything, that's the right place for them to go.
What about you? Do you have a job?
Not currently.
So why don't you go to Lighthouse for a job? Go from a U to an E.
I was working at Lighthouse before.
Oh, okay.
But maybe just right now she doesn't care to. So.
You don't care to go back?
Well, no, I didn't say that. I've been exploring other
options.
Oh, well, good for you. At least you're being a self-advocate. Yes. You're going out there and looking.
Okay,
well, thank
good.
You, Paulette.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Hope
and
you
listen, Paulette.
And hi, Sharon.
Hi, Paulette is like my sister from another mom.
I got it.
Yes,
listen,
we came
Sharon.
From Jamaica.
Paulette, before you hang up, give Chris your name and address. We'll send you a beautiful bracelet from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you
in.
Very much.
Thank
and
you
keep
for
on
calling
listening.
In.
Listen
and keep on listening to the show.
All right.
We have
Bye-bye, honey. We have another caller.
We have Gary Sinclair.
Gary from Winter Park, Florida. Gary, what do you have to say for yourself? Gary.
Welcome back.
Hello, Michael. Boy, am I tired. I just let everybody know I just came back from Jacksonville, Florida at the FCB, Florida Council of Blind State Convention, and learned a whole lot, met a whole lot of new people. I think we're going to get a whole lot of new callers calling in soon.
Oh, goody.
Okay.
So, it sounds like you're getting a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just... I'll explain Father's Day when I'm on the show.
Okay.
My experience there and everything. And you talked about, you know, put a little humor in your advocacy.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I go and get a waitress. I sit down and say, you ever go on a blind date?
Oh.
That breaks them up.
That was cute.
Well, thanks for calling in,
right,
Gary.
Gary, we're going to talk to you.
Stay well.
Back to you later.
Okay.
All right, Todd.
Todd, you are back. Let's talk now, Todd. You and me, baby. Okay, Todd, listen to this real fast. True, or is this a true statement or false statement? If you have a negative mind and you are, let's say, I hate to use the word, but I can't think of any other word. You're lazy, right?
Okay.
Then you really don't want to work.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, let's discuss it. Because if you're positive, right? I'm a type A personality. I have to work. Okay?
Right.
I don't care if I'm 95 years old, I'm going to be working. I told my wife, people have asked me in my family, when are you going to stop work? I said, never. Because when you don't work, your mind goes like dead. It's a different mindset.
Right. But I don't take issue with the positive word you used. I take issue with lazy.
Okay.
Because just because you're not working doesn't mean that you're lazy.
What is it?
It may be that you're afraid. I mean...
Wait, afraid of what?
Well, like for me, and what David was talking about earlier.
Yes.
I worked for probably about 20 years.
Yes.
As a cook, and then my vision got so bad that I couldn't see the person across from me, so they didn't want me handling knives and hot pans and things in the kitchen, which, you know, I understand. And so then I went on to disability. And so disability became my lifeline to... be able to have housing and feed myself and all of that kind of stuff. So I became dependent upon the disability. And as I did that, the years went by, and it was like 19 years that I was on disability, and still am to this day, still on disability.
Yeah, but I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, well, we're on break. Mm-hmm. You said that you can make so much money and still keep your disability.
Right, but I didn't know that then.
Okay, who told you about it?
When I went to Division of Blind Services, one of the programs that they sent me to was they sent me to a counselor who took down all of my information, and she put it all in, and then she told me, she worked out this big program. It's about 5 or 6 sheets long, and it tells me everything that I can do and make and how long it'll last. And so she told me, you can make up to $1,950 a month, and your disability will not be taken away.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Let's say there's a lot of people outside who just heard you say that.
Right.
Right? But why did they never ask before? Why did they never ask before? That someone could be on disability for years and say, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could make another $400 a week if I go out and get a job and still keep all my benefits.
It just never entered their mind, because, Michael. You don't know to ask.
Well, that, but also because, like, I never asked because I was the kind of person that I was afraid that if I called Social Security and said, hey, my name's Ramon LaFlame,
trying to find all this out. Your benefits or
then
something.
All of a sudden it's like, oh, he's asking questions, which means he can do this, so he doesn't need this money. So zap, they take it away.
Right.
And
scary.
I was terrified of that.
So
happening.
Fear became the buyer.
I understand that.
Now,
totally.
Let me just say how I am. Sense. Let me just tell you how I am, okay? People have said to me since I've been blind, oh, you're lucky you have Lynn, okay, because my wife can see.
Right.
Now, but let me just tell you this. The truth of the matter is, that is 100% true, because I don't know what I would do without her, because I love her so much. But the truth of the matter is, okay, and this is the honest-to-God truth. I'm a type A personality. I have to work.
Right.
I have to, because that's my
life. That's you, Michael.
I'm just saying, that's
me. You're the 1% out there that wants to work.
So I'm just saying, there's people out there who I say.
Maybe 10%.
I'm saying, me, I have to work, okay? So if I was getting disability, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I ask myself a question. You know, I'm really something that you said. Oh, now I remember. I couldn't get disability. I was asking myself,
why
did we try? I called up Social Security because I was getting my Social Security. They wouldn't give me Social Security and disability.
Right. You weren't allowed to get both.
Yeah.
Because the thing is this way. I wanted to know why I called, because I called up and I said, can I get disability? And they told me no. Why? Because I make Social Security. I have Social Security. You can't get both. Especially, I get the highest bracket of Social Security that you can get.
Right.
So I couldn't get both. But let me just say this way. Those folks are listening to what you said. So they can make $400 and $450 a week and still keep all your benefits. That's what you're saying.
Well, that's amazing. That's,
as far as disability is concerned,
right.
Yes.
Now, that's a big thing. And it doesn't make any difference where you live in this country. That's a federal law. A federal law. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. So the point is, pardon me, you folks out there, you should ask more questions. That's what the show's all about. Asking questions. Asking questions. Because wherever I go, and I don't care what I do, I always, number one, I am not afraid. I'm not ashamed to say I'm blind. I say it all the time. I called up. I needed some information on Southwest Airlines. I want to go somewhere. And then she says to me, can you take down this information? I said, no, I can't. I'm blind. I say it right off the bat to anybody. I say right off the bat, I'm blind. I can't take this information out. Now, I know you say, wait a minute. You're lazy. Why can't you write it down yourself?
Or use your Victor screen.
And use my screen or whatever. And that's, I can say, now I'm being lazy. And yeah. I admit I'm being lazy. Because the difference is, I could write the phone number down. I just take it. Lynn has given me a marker. I have a marker, and I can write on the white paper. Sometimes I can't see it, but I just give it to Lynn, and she can read it. But I can't see what I'm writing, so I can write down the phone number and then give it to Lynn. But I'm lazy. I'll tell them
Michael.
I'm lazy right off the bat, and I'll say, I'm saying, I admit it.
And we have a caller when you're
okay,
ready.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have, and then we'll, Sharon has a comment. Okay. I wanted to hear Sharon's comment. Do you want to make the comment, and then we'll take the caller?
I wanted to add that there are many individuals who want to work, but they don't know what they can do because they're thinking, what can I do?
They're not educated.
And they just don't know.
It's not laziness.
Yeah, it's
all the
not
time.
Lazy.
Sometimes
it's
it
not
is,
knowing.
Though.
Yes, sometimes.
I don't care whether you're sighted or not sighted.
Sometimes
it doesn't have to do with
it. It goes to plan A or plan B. If they're used to doing, like he said, he was a cook, that's plan A.
Right.
I used to be in the garment industry.
We just reinvented ourselves.
I was
that's
at plan
did,
A.
Michael.
I didn't know from radio world. I reinvented myself.
And
by the way, the phone number to call here, if you want to get in this conversation, the phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And by the way, before we get any further, Lynn, give the 518 phone number.
Sure. It's you're listening now anyway, but if you're not near a computer in the future and you just like to listen from your phone, you don't need a special app. You just dial this number, and I'll say it slowly, and I'll repeat it. It's 518-712-0057. It's 518-712-0057. It goes right to the program, and even if you're not listening to our show, you can call in that
and by the way,
anytime and listen to
if
the
you
gospel music.
Have missed our shows in the past, if you turn the show and you like this show and you want to listen to all the other shows, well, you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just go to on the internet, go to our website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's blind friendly. You can listen to all the old shows and you can see whatever you missed. And it gives you all the phone numbers that Lynn's talking about.
Yeah, it's all there. Let's take our caller.
Okay, who's on
all
the line?
All right, we have Kevin calling in from Lancaster, PA. Hi, Kevin.
Hi,
how
Kevin.
Doing?
How you doing? Hey, from Kevin. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Michael, Lynn, Sharon, Todd.
Hi, Kevin. The whole gang. And Chris.
Yeah, I don't believe I don't believe anyone got that trivia.
No,
I
they did
it.
Not. No.
No, nobody got it. We gave
the
answer.
We moved on, and we'll have another one shortly, actually.
We have another one coming up in about 2-3 minutes. We'll have another one coming up.
Yep.
Well, hopefully a few more people from Central PA, are listening in. Maybe call.
Yeah, fair listening call. Yeah.
I gave information out earlier in the week. And I got a great question for you guys.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What's the question?
Okay. Since I've been listening to you guys, so since you've been on the air here past year or so, Orlando and Lighthouse sounds great. What advice do you have for someone that just might pack up with what they have on their back, a couple backpacks, arrive with $10 in their pocket?
Okay, I'm going
to
answer this question.
To say something.
Oh, Todd, you want to answer?
Yeah,
well,
Todd's
no, I was just
answer.
Saying.
Oh, go ahead.
We moved from Philadelphia here about 7 years ago, and we packed up everything.
There
we
you
put
go.
It in. We put it in those little, when you go to the mailbox to the post office, they have those little boxes.
Yeah, they're
if
free.
If it fits, it ships.
Yeah.
We shoved everything that we could into those boxes. We mailed about 40 of them here.
Oh my gosh!
And then we took the train from Philadelphia all the way here to Orlando.
You coming, Kevin?
Yeah, we don't regret it.
Now, let me just tell you this one. Okay, Kevin, I was going to answer you another question. I'm going to answer your question, Kevin.
Yep, go on, Mike.
Okay, let's say I'm living in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Okay,
yep.
I'm going to tell you how I think. You ready? Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm going to say to you right now, I don't have $50 on me. Let's just say I don't have $50 on me. I'm living in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm living, let's just say, from hand to mouth, okay? And I need a good job, okay? Now, what would I do? Well, I'll just tell you how what I would do. Ready for this? And this is the truth. I'm being 100% honest. Somewhere along the line, I may have a friend. Somewhere along the line, I may have a relative. Somewhere along the line, I might say to somebody, Harry, can you help me? I want to go to Orlando. And I need $50. Can you help me? And I'll pay it back in a few months. Could you help me, please? I'd appreciate it. But that would take me to give me a new life. And the point is, with that helping me, that $50 would give me a new life. So now I get one friend who gave me $50. I go to another friend. Before you know it, I have, let's just say, I have $500 on me. And that's all you need to start a whole new life. And I'll tell you why. Because the point being is very simple. The first money takes you down by train, and you can do it, I don't know, let's just say $100. And the bottom line is, I'm sure you can go one way on a train ticket. What do you think a train ticket costs one way from Philadelphia?
$225.
No, it doesn't.
One way. I just made it up.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, that's about right.
One way ticket, $225.
Chris made it up.
You have to do more begging than Michael.
Well, I know one thing. You could go by Southwest Airlines, $150, $160 one way.
See, they saying it was like three and some change when they took the train from here to Philly.
Mm-hmm. What, that's two people or one?
Two.
Oh, okay. Two. I'm talking one.
So then one is probably one in that 150 somewhere to 200.
Okay, that's about right. It's about $150. Okay. So now you got $150, okay, and then you got food money. So let's just say $50 in food. So, for a day or 2 days, whatever. So that's $200, okay? Now when you come down here, you get a job or whatever.
Yeah, but where are you going to live? You got to have some place to live.
I'm not finished yet. Now I go to a place like the Y or somewhere else, and I'm sure somebody can call up. If you were that interested coming down here and you didn't know anybody,
call the lighthouse.
I'm sure you call the lighthouse and somebody could gear you to somewhere if you're interested in getting a job. But before you come here, I would talk on the phone to see if Lighthouse would hire you. And the point that they might even give you that $100 or whatever, maybe advance you to come on down here. I don't know. Maybe they would, maybe they won't, but at least you can try and ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. And if you said, you give them your qualifications. Let them see if they'll talk to you. Let them see if they'll hire you. And then you come on down. And the point is, that's what I would do myself. But that means, A, you have to take a risk. And I'm a big risk taker. Yeah. So the difference is, after I asked a few people, and then when I stopped making my money back, I started handing each one back that sent me the money. I give each one so much money back each. And after so long, I paid back each one the $50 that they gave me. And that's it. So you paid back the people you owe. Now you got a new life. You're working. You're now at E, employed. You're getting a paycheck. And now you have a new life in Florida. And by the way, I'm very big by saying that's why I live here. Orlando is a great place to live.
It really
is. If you are blind, there's no place, as far as I'm concerned, there's no place else to live. And this is the truth. South Florida's great. Orlando's great. But other places, as far as I'm concerned,
Tampa's nice too.
How great was Philadelphia? And I hate to say it because I am from Philadelphia. So as a blind person in Philadelphia, are they fabulous to you like in Orlando?
Yeah, I liked Philadelphia.
I know you like Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. But I'm saying for
I'm not
blind
originally
person,
from Philadelphia.
But I'm saying for a blind person.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
It was great. Mm-hmm. So why'd you move down here?
Well, because it was cheaper to live down here.
That's the reason why he moved back. Was cheap.
And I was going to say,
Kevin's still on the air.
Okay. To answer one of his questions concerning housing, if you are seriously considering moving to Florida and to the Orlando area, you need to look into housing and the different apartment complexes down here that have low-income housing for people who are seniors or disabled.
Is that Section 8 or no?
No,
is that
it's not Section 8.
It's not Section 8.
It's not Section 8.
I know what you're talking about. It's special senior housing.
Yeah, it's a special
if
thing.
You don't know if he has. He's a senior.
But he doesn't have to be a senior.
But anybody let's put it this way.
Senior or disabled.
Anybody who's interested moving down somewhere, I'm as close to the phone. I'm closest to writing to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And I'll try to do my best to help you do whatever. Okay? If you're really sincere and you really want to go get a job, my plan is to help you. Okay, I'll do whatever I can.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling in.
Couple more things real quick.
Okay.
Yep. Well, when I was younger, I done that all the time. I just back up and go. I stayed under bridges and everything in the winter. So now, as far as Robert from Valley Forge with that Ford Mobile and the Braille, I'm thinking that there is no apps or anything to convert the Braille to text. PC World just might be the Braille print, and you might have to get a hold of the Library of Congress for blind. And get the little stick there with the magazine itself.
So I hope you're listening, Robert. So Kevin just had some advice for you. We got to run, Kevin.
Thank you for calling in, Kevin.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Trivia time. Time. 407-894-1680. Okay, 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Now tell me who this group is. Listen to this.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by. Though you're in the center ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let
me try.
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know the song you sing. All I know is la 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 la.
So sing.
I love you. Oh, baby, please now. La 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 la.
Are you singing?
All right. Who knows that song?
Do you love it? Do you love it?
Do you love it?
I love it.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? So do you think you know that song?
He's a baby.
Todd?
Oh, yeah.
He's still a baby, knows though. It. He's okay. Younger well, he than
knows
I am.
It. Well, he's younger than you, but he knows
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this was when I was senior in high school. Yep.
So you think you know that song?
I know it. I know it.
Sharon, you ever hear that song before?
Yeah, I know the song, but I'm trying to think which group is that.
Okay, well, Todd but knows I know it, but don't it.
I,
the
I think I do.
You know what? I wouldn't have known the group.
Todd, though. You have to run outside.
I'm going to call
from outside.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd. Call. So now you, so if you know all these songs, Todd, you'll be calling in now.
He's going.
Glenn, call in.
He's going.
Todd. Oh, he knows it.
Todd.
All right, well, he could win.
Todd.
Yep.
So now that you know the show,
yep.
You have to call in a lot, and you'll have to get all these prizes. Do we give out?
I'll do it.
Right. Well, you can win. Unless he's looking at the clock
it's
in there.
True.
I think. Guess what? He told it loud enough.
He said it loud enough. We heard it over the
okay.
Well, I'm going to wait a minute because he just told the air.
He told everybody.
He told the whole world what it
well,
is.
We'll
he whispered loud enough.
He whispered loud enough. I heard it. 407-894-680. Wow. We're only waiting one more minute since he gave the answer
well,
on the air.
Well, we can do my other yep. one then.
The other 407. I'm surprised so. Glenn knew it. I have to give him the prize.
Yeah,
407-894-680.
All right, so he won. Well, we give a minute. Maybe they didn't hear it because they were dialing in.
Maybe.
Well, you know what? If nobody else wins, I'm going to give it to Glenn okay. because he knew it. He came
yep,
in.
Yep.
So he knew it. Hey, Chris. Chris.
He's on the phone, Michael.
Okay. I want to make sure that Chris didn't tell him the answer.
Oh, we have a caller calling in. Another caller, too, from Georgia. Yep. She knows it. She knows her music. Uh-oh, what are you going to do now? Glenn knew it.
Give them both.
Okay, give them both. Are we ready to take her?
Are we ready?
It's Carolyn from Brunswick,
Carol,
Georgia.
No, she's not. She's from New Brunswick,
well, it
I
says
thought.
Brunswick.
Brunswick, Georgia. Yes,
Hi.
Carolyn, do you know the answer?
It's
Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
The Delphonics.
100% right.
Yay. Yay. All right.
Delphonics. And you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, thank coffee. You very much.
You're no, welcome very
keep
much.
On listening. By the way, did you get your... Did you put your name
yes,
down for
I
the
got
price?
It.
Okay, we'll be sending them out probably in about 10 days.
Okay,
okay thanks for calling
thanks.
In. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
And Glenn?
No, I didn't give him the answer. Right as the music started playing,
well,
he went,
he
oh, that's
too.
Who it is. That's the Delphonics. I didn't give him nothing.
Okay.
Wow,
well, you
so
know what?
Right.
Glenn,
Glenn's older than me. That's his
Glenn,
music.
Glenn, give him a microphone. Uh-oh. We're going to give you a 2J's, $10 gift card from 2J's.
And
if you don't know where they're at, there's a location right down the street.
To do that, that's fine. But that's, I just knew it. I didn't
no,
mean to do
okay.
it so loud. When
that's
I
okay. It's all right. You just
won
a $10
Dong.
Gift card. You're going to turn down a, you're gonna,
hey,
turn down
right
a gift card.
From 2J's. So.
There you go.
$10 gift
well,
card from 2J's.
He deserves it for bring, coming along with,
okay.
with Todd.
And I'm telling you, like I'm serious.
There.
Like, as soon as the music started playing, I think it was the violin. Mm. And
all
he just went right into it.
Good song, right, Glenn? All right.
La 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 la.
Okay.
Hey, I like music. I know music.
And
know
everybody music. Everybody knows that because that's one of them theme songs that you just give to every young lady growing up. I used to sing that to
mm-hmm.
all the young ladies in middle school.
La 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 la.
You know, I always think that Chris is very young until he says things like that. That's funny.
Well, listen, folks, to get back to
real,
a serious note. Let me just say this to you.
Yeah.
You may not always agree with me, and that I understand. That's why we have a talk show. And that's, I have opinions, you have opinions, even my wife has an opinion. And when she has an opinion, I have to say I'm wrong because that's my wife. She's in charge. But to you folks on that couch, that's a different story. Because you're in that couch sitting there, you're that means you're unemployed, and I don't care where you are in this country.
So the message is,
people move around
afraid.
The country.
No, don't be afraid.
My grandson is graduating. He graduated last week from high school, and he's going to go to culinary school, trade school.
Culinary.
And we said, what are you going to do then? Where are you going to work? And you know what he said? He is going to go where he can get a job.
Yeah, I was very proud. Yeah.
That means if it's Atlanta. That means if it's Atlanta, he'll get a job. If it's in Las Vegas, he'll get a job. Mm-hmm. Anywhere he can get a job that's going to hire him, he's going to go get
he
a job.
Where life takes me.
And he said the exact words were, where life's going to take him. And I said, you know what? I'm very proud 18. That you said that. Because the point being is, in today's world, that's the first ingredient. My father, may he rest in peace, always said, and this is the truth, you people won't agree with what I'm going to say, but I'm going to tell you what my father, may he rest in peace, taught me growing up. And that is, your job comes before your family. And you say, wait a minute, that ain't true. That ain't, your family comes first. Wrong. And I'll tell you why. Because my father used to always tell me, this goes back now, we're talking about someone in the 40s and 50s, and my father came out of the Depression, and he used to say that if you have a job, you can support your family. The money is important, because without the money, you can't support your family. So you go where you can earn a living to support your family. That's why money and job comes before the family. A lot of people say, oh no, the family comes first. Wrong. And now you may agree with me or disagree with me, but I'm just telling you that without money in today's life, you got a problem. And with money, if your job, well, let's just say this way, if it's not in the city near you, then you got to go find where it's at. That's it. And all I'm saying to those folks out there, if you need help finding a job, well, you write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org and I'll try to help you, because we know enough people in this country that are looking for people for jobs. You may not be plan A. It may be plan B. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and I'm your host. My name is Michael. And you can call me a lot of names too, but just don't call me late for lunch. I'm here with Todd. I'm here with Sharon. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Lynn. And the man running behind the scenes, we're talking is Chris Shaw. Let's go back to Sharon and Todd.
I would like, since we're almost out of time, I would like, we were talking off the air, and Sharon would like to say something that was on her mind in reference to the topic that we're talking about, and Todd would as well.
Okay, Sharon, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, so just before the break, Michael was talking about the job being more important than the family. So during the break, we had a discussion, and I said, for me, it's an equilibrium. My family motivates me to want to work and to be successful. But if I did not have a job, it just having a family would not work either because I would be depressed. Mm-hmm. How would I be taking care of them? My kids have needs. They have need for shelter, clothes, and all of that. So I need a job. And I also need my family to anchor me. So for me,
so it
it's
both
an,
ways.
Yes, it's an equal balancing act. Mm-hmm. It's finding equilibrium.
All right. And how about you, Todd? What were you
saying? But let me ask you a question. On a head-to-head, something's got to always go first.
Michael, don't let me choose right here. They are both important to me.
Well, my she answer to you.
But let's talk. Let's see what Todd's final thoughts
are
tonight.
What do you have to say, Todd?
Well, I'm just... I don't remember exactly what I said a few minutes
that's
ago,
all right.
But I
paraphrase.
Just, you know, it was finding a job for me gave me self-confidence and, you know, working and being able to know that I can pay my bills, pay my own way. I don't have to go to church and say, hey, I need a Publix card this week, or I don't have to go to friends. Hey, I need money for this or that. I'm able to pay my own way and take care of myself. And that has given me such self-esteem that it is just unbelievable.
I totally understand.
You know, and it's amazing when you step out and take that leap of faith to go get that job, go get that interview, and let them know that you'll do whatever it takes to be there. I just remembered what I was saying.
About the low man on the totem pole.
Mm-hmm. When you take that new job, you know you're going to get the crappy hours and all that kind of stuff. You know, don't be so, oh, but I can only work here and I can only work then and there. You do whatever that job needs you to do.
You can't be selective at that point.
You know? And working at Lighthouse, yeah, I'm a professional call center person. But I've also worked in the warehouse. I've worked in Area 51. And right now I'm working up in the reception desk. You know, I'm doing whatever they need me to do until the thing that they hired me for becomes available.
Which is wise. I remember when I worked in the call center, I also worked the reception desk. And I made sure I know everything there was I could know about visual impairment, about Lighthouse, about, you know, whatever contract came into that call center, Sharon mastered it. And I made myself almost Indispensable.
There you go. I heard the word. I heard the word. Indispensable.
Sharon McDonald is indispensable.
And I'm going to tell people that that's important wherever you go to work. Don't think I was only hired to sweep this corner. If you're asked to sweep the corner.
Make sure you're the best.
Yeah, make sure you're the best at it.
Right.
Because somebody's going to see you one day.
That's right.
And that promotion, that desired position
right.
will come. But 100%. You have to show. I love to say, if you're a good steward over the small things, then you can be trusted with the big things.
That's right. I agree 100% with you.
And don't forget, and pardon me, I have a frog in my throat. Don't forget, it isn't just the opportunity. It's not just Lighthouse Central Florida. That's what we're trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone, go on the computer, and be a self-advocate no matter where you live in the country.
Yes.
Okay?
But if you want to call... Give the phone number again to Lighthouse.
Lighthouse Local.
What's the phone number?
It's 407-898-2483.
407 first, right?
Yes, 407-898-2483. And for those individuals who would like to come to that social event on June 16th, the mixer, you can RSVP at that same number, 407-898-2483, and ask for Ginger Oreskovich.
And tell him you heard it on Blind and Beyond.
Okay, yes. And I would like to tell everybody what's coming up next week. We're having a young lady from the England, yes, that's England as in UK, the England Para Cheer International. Her name is Steph Malfatti, and she will show you that you can do anything. She is blind, and she is a cheerleading world cheerleading champion. And she will be calling in next Sunday.
From
we're
England.
Looking forward to that. Well, actually, she's in the States right now competing, so she'll be calling. Her coach will be talking in from England.
But
so
she's from
her
England.
Her coach will be, it'll be in the middle of the night for her coach, but Steph will be calling in from the States. So that will be very interesting. That's next Sunday. So great show, guys.
And we have someone else calling in about diabetes next week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Munden will be calling in the second hour. Yeah.
Okay.
Independent blind diabetes.
So that's what it's all about.
Let me thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So well,
thank you for coming on board,
for
Todd.
Us. It was
and
a pleasure, as
Sharon.
Usual.
Hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
All righty.
Fun in air.
Hey, folks. Stay well. Looking forward to talk to you next week. And look up on our website, Blind and, don't forget the N, A-N-D, Blind and Beyond radioshow.org. Oh, by the way, the Facebook page.
It's Lynn, just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Maybe you get some more likes.
Maybe.
Who knows? Maybe you get lucky.
One never knows.
One never knows. That's the story.
All
That's
right,
what
guys.
She writes. Look forward to you next week. Stay well, all of you. God bless. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long